broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for November the 6th, Friday, in the year of our Lord, 2020. This is hour two of two. We're right in the middle of President Donald J. Trump's speech to the public. Trump delivers remarks as vote count continues. And, you know, they want you to believe in the mainstream press that Donald's just frothing at the mouth, that he's crazy, that he's unhinged. A desperate president just continues to just melt down. They said he's like a, you know, obese turtle on its back, frying in the sun, you know, kind of stuff. That's Anderson Cooper's description. These people are just unhinged. And so we're playing the president's speech in its entirety so that you can hear how reasoned and how clear the president is about his claims. He's saying, hey, the core of this argument is that there's legal ballots, the ones that get turned in on time, and then there's illegal ballots that they're counting that, you know what, they come in after the fact, and we're going to have the courts decide which ones are the legal versus the illegal ones. Okay, that's a very clear statement. Then he went on and talked about how we're winning everywhere. How can we be winning everywhere Republican-wise? Really a hammer dunk for Republicans for the most part. But President Trump just continues to marginalize, and get worse and worse and worse and worse over time. How does that happen? He talked about the incredible wins across the country. He talked about the fact that they didn't lose any in the House. They defended the House really well. The Senate, they're maintaining. He talked about unprecedented women that are Republicans being put into office. Where's the Democrats and all those guys who always love to say, hey, you know, we need chances for women. They're silent on this one, right? And the president doing a great job of explaining his position and the circumstances surrounding what he believes to be vote fraud. Now, you can agree or disagree with the president on this. I happen to agree with him. But you can disagree if you want to. But what you can't do is just attack him and abuse him as if he's just desperate and... It isn't the truth. He's highlighting very appropriately why he has filed lawsuits in certain contested areas. He wants transparency and the truth. He wants due process and the rule of law. And he believes that he's been wronged. He has every right to have a redress of grievance in the courts. Where is somebody speaking out for the president saying that's the appropriate venue? It's not to just stay in office and refuse to leave. It's not to call out the military. It's not to riot in the streets. It's to use the appropriate redress of grievance avenues the founding fathers set up for us. That's what the president of the United States is doing. He continues.
I won the largest share of non-white voters of any Republican in 60 years, including historic numbers of Latino.
Now that's fact. Even the mainstream press is admitting that.
African-American, Asian-American, and Native American voters, the largest ever in our history. We grew our party by 4 million voters, the greatest turnout in Republican Party history.
Now, they say President Trump was trying to squash votes and shut down votes. How is that when we have the greatest voting numbers in history?
Democrats are the party of the big donors, the big media, the big tech, it seems. And Republicans have become the party of the American worker, and that's what's happened. And we're also, I believe, the party of inclusion. As everyone now recognizes, media polling was election interference in the truest sense of that word by powerful special interests. These really phony polls, I have to call them phony polls, fake polls, were designed to keep our voters at home, create the illusion of momentum for Mr. Biden, and diminish Republicans' ability to raise funds. They were what's called suppression polls. Everyone knows that now. And it's never been used to the extent that it's been used on this last election. To highlight just a few examples, the day before election.
Okay, so for people who don't, you know, they say he's so vague, he doesn't have any details. Now he goes into specific examples.
In Quinnipiac, which was wrong on every occasion that I know of, had Joe Biden up by 5 points in Florida, and they were off by 8.4 points. And I won Florida easily. So they had me losing Florida by a lot, and I ended up winning Florida by a lot. Other than that, they were very accurate. They had him up 4 points in Ohio, and they were up by 12.2 points. And he also won Ohio, great state of Ohio, very easily. The Washington Post said Biden up 17 points in Wisconsin, and it was basically even. They were off by about 17 points.
So these are very detailed. He's specific. He's saying news agencies and what they reported. He's saying what the truth is. He's saying state by state. He's giving numbers. You can't say that he's vague and not really giving you exactly the points being made. He is.
And they knew that.
And these are, by the way, Sam, these are details that could be used to say, this happened, therefore this should be the case here. Even if it's difficult to recreate those numbers in those other places, when the polling was done and said, hey, there's this 17-point lead or whatever it is, you know, and then the actual numbers are way different. He can use that. I believe a good attorney could use that to say, look, here's what happened here.
What would it have been like? It would have been even more extreme in the favor of President Trump if they hadn't manipulated ahead of time with their false intentional numberings is the point, right?
Yeah,
and I think it's valid. Fraud.
And he can use it to say, then that should be the same result in these other ones where we know there's all this election fraud. I mean, we've got people reporting now. You've got your different, like Postman, there was one yesterday saying basically.
Yeah, there's vote fraud. Hey, I know of it.
I mean, yeah, he's saying, in my place here, the supervisor told us, even though the ballots are supposed to be marked the 3rd, he said, when they come in on the 4th, we'll just stamp them the 3rd, you know, and the Project Veritas guy calls that supervisor and the supervisor hangs up.
Yeah, so this is an example where they say President Trump has no evidence. They say without evidence, no evidence.
That is
absolute evidence. Now, you can say that guy's lying if you want to. We need to go to court to vet that and find out the truth, maybe, fine. But you can't say that there's no evidence. There's a serious, hardcore allegation by somebody who would know. The president continues.
Stupid people. They knew that. Suppression. There are now only a few states yet to be decided in the presidential race. The voting apparatus of those states are run in all cases by Democrats. We were winning in all the key locations by a lot, actually. And then our numbers started miraculously getting whittled away.
Now, this is where we complained. We were live for 6 hours that night. All of a sudden, all the vote counts just stopped. And then hours later, miraculously, okay, this is something that we noted. And we had a bunch of people on the radio with us. Kurt was one of them. We were live for 6 hours, and we said this is an anomaly like we have never, ever seen in our entire lifetimes. The president articulates it very well right here.
In secret, and they wouldn't allow legally permissible observers. We went to court in a couple of instances, and we were able to get the observers put in. And when the observers got there, they wanted them 60, 70 feet away, 80 feet.
Now, let me stop you. Why do we have to go to court to get observers in there? That just shows that, you know what? What they're doing is wrong. And when they get called on it by the courts, then they're forced to change what the reality is, right? This isn't just a vague, unknown,
right.
You can't put a finger on what the president's saying. This is concrete, hard. The courts said, post office, go find the missing ballots. The courts said, wait a minute, those observers legally have the right to be there. These aren't debatable issues, Kurt.
Well, and we've seen this in even our own campaign, Sam, in little towns and things like that, where you think, hey, that shouldn't be happening in America. And then you see it on this, you know, national thing where you're talking about massive fraud.
You have to get the courts really to even let you watch it.
Well, and then you get that, and like he says later, they're trying to appeal that decision, or in other words,
and they're
saying,
also trying to keep you 70 feet away, so you can watch as long as you watch so far away. Hey, even the magician could deceive you. You know,
people are trying to use like binoculars to do it and stuff.
All right,
like
here we
that.
Go.
I mean, it's just insane.
100 feet away or outside the building to observe people inside the building. and we won a case, a big case, and we have others happening. There are lots of litigation, even beyond our litigation. There's tremendous amount of litigation generally because of how unfair this process was. And I predicted that. I've been talking about mail-in voting for a long time. It's really destroyed our system. It's a corrupt system. And it makes people corrupt even if they aren't by nature. But they become corrupt. It's too easy. They want to find out how many votes they need, and then they seem to be able to find them. They wait and wait, and then they find them. And you see that on election night. We were ahead in vote in North Carolina by a lot, tremendous number of votes. And we're still ahead by a lot, but not as many, because they're finding ballots all of a sudden. Oh, we have some mail-in ballots. It's amazing how those mail-in ballots are so one-sided, too. I know that it's supposed to be to the advantage of the Democrats, but in all cases, they're so one-sided. We were up by nearly 700,000 votes in Pennsylvania. I won Pennsylvania by a lot, and that gets whittled down to, I think they said now we're up by 90,000 votes. And they keep coming and coming and coming. They find them all over. And they don't want us to have any observers, although we want a court case. The judge said you have to have observers. Likewise, in
quick pause, you're listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government, and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
One thing 2020 has made clear, being prepared for the unexpected sure helps in times like these. In this spirit, we would like to invite your family to the Loving Liberty Emergency Preparedness Fair at Liberty Hall, Saturday, November 21st from 11 to 3. Whether you're just starting your preparedness out or you're looking for a few more odds and ends, we've got you covered. Hear from preparedness experts, get supplies from vendors, enjoy great barbecue from the IDK barbecue food truck, make new friends, and connect in person. Come, join us Saturday at Liberty Hall, November 21st from 11 to 3. Just register online at lovingliberty.net. That's lovingliberty.net.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, President Trump continues his comments from last night.
Likewise, in Georgia, and they're appealing. Actually, they're appealing. We want a case that we want people to watch, and we want observers, and they're actually appealing, which is sort of interesting. I wonder why they'd appeal. That all we want to do is have.
Now, I have a question for the liberals who claim there's no evidence. If President Trump won a case, are they appealing that case? Trump says they are. If they are, how do they claim there's nothing to it if they're appealing? Why would you appeal nothing? Okay, that,
yeah,
you know, this reminds me of a TV show. Yeah. It's called Sue Thomas, FBI. And what happens in this thing is this guy, he stole a bunch of money. And he had these suitcases. And so they went to his house. And then all of a sudden he says, yeah, I got to check my laundry. And he runs out of the back of the house with these suitcases. And they obviously anticipate him bailing out the back door, so they catch him. And they're like, where are you going, buddy? He's like, nowhere. What do you got? He's like, nothing. And so then the FBI guy jokes and he goes, "You're running away from your house with a suitcase full of nothing?" And it's just like, what? And it kind of brings up what I'm saying here. If there's nothing to what President Trump's saying, okay, if he's just all crazy and there's no evidence, who's appealing nothing, Kurt? Why would you appeal nothing?
Well, and that's the key thing. So they've the president's asked to have their side there to watch the legal counting, right?
Yes, sir.
And they're saying, no, you know, you can't watch. And yet, remember how many times we're told,
well, the court says, yes, you can watch.
Yeah, the court says you can, and they're appealing that. They're saying, no, we don't want anybody watching.
Yeah, but they're appealing nothing. And,
well, yeah, that's what they say, but they're really appealing that they want to keep doing this in secret.
That's right. And in this suitcase example that I gave, there was really suitcases of money. That's why the guy was running. It wasn't nothing.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
And that's exactly what's going on here.
Well, and that's why the mainstream press just loses all credibility over this. How do they claim there's nothing to this?
They don't even cover it. Right.
There's nothing to this, but they're appealing nothing. I get it. All right,
I'll
here we go.
I'll bet most people don't even know this, though.
Well, that's because they don't listen to Liberty Roundtable Live. That's why. Yeah, that's why we got to have the president in his unvarnished, unmanipulated statements. I mean, we can make comments along the way to talk about it or whatever. But look, you're hearing the president all by himself. Very reasoned, very appropriate. He's not pounding the pulpit, melting down. He's not angry. He's not belligerent. He's not crying. He's very methodically laying out the reality of his position. Here he goes. Here he continues.
But watch as they do the vote tabulations. Likewise, in Georgia, I won by a lot, with a lead of over getting close to 300,000 votes on election night in Georgia. And by the way, got whittled down. And now it's getting to be to a point where I'll go from winning by a lot to perhaps being even down a little bit. In Georgia, a pipe burst in a faraway location, totally unrelated to the location of what was happening. And
now, this is a point that I want to really drill in on. They claim that a broken pipe caused the stopping of the count for hours. President Trump now saying, hey, you know what? That wasn't even in the same location. It shouldn't have stopped the vote count. Did it? And if it did, why? See, these aren't vagaries. These aren't unprovables. These are legitimate things that you could drill into and find out. Was it a separate location that's unrelated? And if so, why did the vote count stop for hours? All right, so let's continue here. He makes the point.
Because somebody did that.
For 4 hours, and a lot of things happened. The election apparatus in Georgia is run by Democrats. We also had margins of 300,000 in Michigan. We're way up in Michigan, won the state. And in Wisconsin, we did likewise fantastically well. And that got whittled down. In every case, they got whittled down. Today, we're on track to win Arizona. We only need to carry, I guess, 55% of the remaining vote, 55% margins. And that's a margin that we've significantly exceeded. So we'll see what happens with that. But we're on track to do okay in Arizona.
Now, let me stop you there. He's saying we're doing very well, but then he says we'll have to wait to see if we do okay there. He's willing to wait for the election results as well. They claim that he's not, but that proves that he's willing to peacefully wait. He's like, hey, you know what? It's progressing there. We're waiting on that. He's not all out of control and belligerent. He's not riding in the streets and overturning cop cars and burning things to the ground or pounding. He's not even pounding the pulpit. He's just saying, hey, I believe they're committing vote fraud. We're suing to stop it. We're going to have accountability. We've already won some cases. Here's where I believe the reality is. Here's what we're waiting on. I don't think you could be more reasoned and more appropriately delivering this kind of a message. Here he continues.
Our goal is to defend the integrity of the election.
He tells you what our goal is. Our goal is to defend the integrity of the election. I think that's a very clear, reasoned statement.
We'll not allow the corruption to steal such an important election or any election for that matter. And we can't allow anybody to silence our voters and manufacture results. I've been doing a lot of public things for a long time. I've never had anything that's been as inspirational by people calling, talking, sending things to us. I've never seen such love and such affection and such spirit as I've seen for this. People know what's happening. And
so now he's praising the American people and saying, I've never seen such love and support. Where's the mainstream press going to tell you about that? Anderson Cooper's off there talking about Donald Trump's like a, you know, a bloated, you know, obese turtle on its back baking in the sun or whatever this imagery. The president's going, yeah, the outpouring of love and kindness. I'm so appreciative of that. Again, the difference in what you see in the media versus what Trump is delivering are absolutely 180, and you need to know it.
They see what's happening, and it's before their eyes. And there are many instances which will be reported very shortly. There's tremendous litigation going on, and this is a case where they're trying to steal an election. They're trying to rig an election, and we can't let that happen. Detroit and Philadelphia, known as two of the most corrupt political places anywhere in our country, easily cannot be responsible for engineering the outcome of a presidential race, a very important presidential race. In Pennsylvania, Democrats have gone to the state Supreme Court to try and ban our election observers, and very strongly. Now, we won the case.
Hold on. Why are they going to court trying to ban something if President Trump doesn't have anything? Why go to court to try to shut something down if it's no big deal and President Trump is so vague and so clueless that it's irrelevant? Why go to court and ban that? Let's just let the courts, you know. But he tells you about this court case a little bit more.
But they're going forward. They don't want anybody in there. They don't want anybody watching them as they count the ballots. And I can't imagine why. There's absolutely no legitimate reason why they would not want to have people watching this process, because if it's straight, they should be proud of it. Instead, they're trying, obviously, to commit fraud. There's no question about that. In Philadelphia, observers have been kept far away, very far away, so far that people are using binoculars to try and see, and there's been tremendous problems caused. They put paper on all of the windows so you can't see in. And the people.
See, imagine that kind of behavior. See, here's the part where the mainstream press is so negligent. They're saying Trump has no claims, no valid claims, no evidence. Are there really people trying to view elections with binoculars? Yes or no? Are there really evidence of Democrats putting paper up on windows so you can't see the votes? If so, you got to ask yourself the open, honest question. Why on earth would that be going on? Yeah, I know, but people could manufacture pictures, Kurt.
I know, that's true.
So I'm just saying, let's find out the truth, though. And if they're saying that there's no evidence, when Democrats are literally putting up paper to block out windows, you got to ask yourself, why would they do something like that? If it's on the up and up and it's legitimate and valid and the president's just whacked out crazy, Looney Tunes as it all gets out, then you know what? Document that the Democrats are putting up paper to block windows. Let the American people see it for what it is and decide. But the American people will quickly realize when they're putting paper up to block out windows, that isn't because it's straight.
Wrong. That's right. And the Fox News guy, Chris Wallace, the guy that did the first, debate there, he says there doesn't seem to be any hard evidence of fraud.
Okay, so I got a question then, Chris. Why don't you show, while you're saying that, why don't you show the Democrats putting up paper to block out observers?
Yeah.
Because it would destroy your whole dishonest argument, you thug. Okay, this is just dishonesty. All right, we continue.
People that are banned are very unhappy and become somewhat violent. The 11th Circuit ruled that in Georgia, the votes have been in by election day, that they should be in by election day.
Okay, did the courts rule that? If so, what do you mean no evidence? The ballots should be in by election day. And if we have allegations people are changing dates and times to put ballots in under the wire? Okay, this is very detailed from the President of the United States, ladies and gentlemen. The suggestion that he's vague and there's no evidence is an absolute blatant, in-your-face dishonesty. And ladies and gentlemen, I submit the issue is honesty.
And they were. Votes are coming in after Election Day. And they had a ruling already that if you have the votes in by Election Day, to the best of my knowledge, votes should be in by Election Day.
Imagine that.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vladimir Putin is planning to step down as Russia's president next year amid growing fears for his health. The claim is made by Moscow political scientist Valery Soloviev in the paper The Sun. Soloviev also said the Russian leader's girlfriend and his two daughters are pushing him to leave office. There's speculation Putin has contracted Parkinson's disease from medical people watching videos on Putin's recent public appearances. Russian lawmakers are also considering legislation proposed by Vladimir that would grant all future Russian ex-presidents lifetime immunity from criminal prosecution. Election officials in several states said Thursday they are worried about their safety of their staffs amid a stream of threats and gathering of angry protesters outside their doors. Joe Gloria, the Register of Voters in Clark County, said, "I can tell you that my wife and my mother are very concerned for me." While the protests have not been violent or very large, local officials were distressed by the crowds and concerned about the relentless accusations. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Texas police have made an arrest in the fatal shooting of actor Eddie Hassel in Dallas last weekend. Grand Prairie police say they arrested 18-year-old DeJean Antone on a capital murder charge Wednesday in Dallas, according to the Associated Press. Hassel was best known for roles in NBC's Surface and 2010's Oscar-nominated The Kids Are All Right. He was also in the 2017 films Oh Lucy and Bomb City. Police spokesman Mark Basita said he was a victim of wrong place, wrong time. The United States has set a record for the number of new coronavirus cases in a single day, recording more than 100,000 on Thursday. The number of hospitalized patients or those that have died were not included in the report by the New York Times. Denmark's State Serum Institute, which deals with infectious diseases, has found mink-related versions of coronavirus in 214 people since June. That's according to a report on its website Thursday. One strain of the mutated coronavirus, which has prompted Denmark to wipe out its entire herd of mink, has, however, only been found in 12 people on 5 mink farms. USA Radio News.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
President Trump last night delivered remarks as the vote count continues, articulating his position very reasonably, very logically, and I believe very credibly. The mainstream press literally melting down over this. I'll prove the point here as this audio unfolds. But we're listening to the president making comments. I think the president is very well reasoned, very appropriate, very in control of himself. They make you believe that he's just foaming at the mouth crazy. But everything he's documented here, everything that he's highlighted, really, in my opinion, articulates the point so well. And if you could only hear the president instead of the gaggle of the media, you would know this. That's why we're playing it all live, or I should say playing it all back in its entirety, and making comments along the way. Here's the president as he continues.
Democrat officials never believed they could win this election, honestly. I really believe that. That's why they did the mail-in ballots, where there's tremendous corruption and fraud going on. That's why they mailed out tens of millions of unsolicited ballots without any verification measures whatsoever.
Now let's stop there. They claim there's no evidence. Did they mail in or mail unsolicited ballots? Okay, Kurt, why would you mail unsolicited balances to the or ballots to the masses? Okay, this isn't debatable. This isn't a question. This isn't vague. This isn't confusing. This isn't no evidence. President Trump is saying there we have no business mailing out unsolicited ballots.
Well, I mean, Sam, if you're serious about making sure that the election count is accurate, then why in the world would you do that? It's just, I mean, no sane individual would do that if they're really concerned with with the numbers. On the other hand, if, and I think this is easily, you know, approved, but if they're really wanting fraud and hoping to, you know, stuff the ballot box, then that's exactly how you do it.
All right, it continues here.
And I've told everybody that these things would happen because I've seen it happen. I watched a lot of different elections before they decided to go with this big, massive election with tens of millions of ballots going out to everybody, in many cases totally unsolicited. This was unprecedented in American history. This was by design, despite years of claiming to care about the election security. They refused to include any requirement to verify signatures, identities, or even determine whether they're eligible or ineligible to vote. People are walking in there. They have no idea.
Now, this is true. Look, this is unprecedented increased vote by mail. It's unprecedented in history. You can't argue with the president on that. You would say, oh, we've done it in certain areas before. Yeah, you have. But it's unprecedented in its scope. And that's what president's saying. The post office can't handle it. Society can't handle it. You got no security measures in place. You can't debate the president on this because it's factual. This is where they say he's without claim, without merit, without evidence. The evidence he's pointing to is everywhere.
He's taking numbers. They're writing down things, the workers, and doing a lot of bad things. And we have a lot of information coming and litigation that you'll see that will shake even you people up. And you've seen it all. The officials overseeing the counting in Pennsylvania and other key states are all part of a corrupt Democrat machine that you've written about. And for a long time, you've been writing about the corrupt Democrat machine. I went to school there, and I know a lot about it. It hasn't changed. It's a long time ago. And
now, to continue with the president's point, even Barack Obama said, hey, it helps when the Democrats are in charge of the machines. I've got him on audio in the commercial that I built that highlights that reality. Even Barack makes that claim. So how do they say there's no evidence when Barack says the same thing? It really helps when Democrats are in charge of the machines. See, in my opinion, former President Barack Obama should go to prison over that kind of a statement. If he knows that and he hasn't exposed it, he's involved in the fraud.
Change. It's gotten worse. In Pennsylvania, partisan Democrats have allowed ballots in the state to be received 3 days after the election. And we think much more than that. And they're counting those without even postmarks or any identification whatsoever.
Now stop. Are we counting ballots without postmarks and without any identification whatsoever? If we are, then the president's right. Now, again, you can disagree with him, say, no, we're not. I don't believe that's happening. Fine, let's go to court and find out. But you can't say the president isn't giving you evidence. He's saying the allegation is that there are ballots that are being counted that don't have proper postmark and or proper identifying marks on them to legitimize those ballots. Is that true? I believe that it is. But if is that true? It isn't a debate on the president looks like a turtle upside down baking in the sun or whatever, and he's an obese turtle. It isn't the president has no evidence. That's a dishonest lie. Okay, either there are ballots being counted that are not legitimate, as he's pointing out, that don't have proper signatures and that aren't properly postmarked, or there's not. We need the truth.
So you don't have postmarks, you don't have identification. There have been a number of disturbing irregularities across the nation. Our campaign has been denied access to observe any counting in Detroit. Detroit is another place, and I wouldn't say has the best reputation for election integrity. Poll workers in Michigan were duplicating ballots, but when our observers...
Stop. Are they duplicating ballots? Again, these things need to be drilled into in court, and we need to find out. If they're duplicating ballots, then the mainstream press needs to say Trump was right, we were wrong. There is the evidence. But he says without evidence. He's making an allegation that they're duplicating ballots. Is that true? I'm not here to debate who's right or wrong. I'm just here to ask you an honest question. Is that true? And if it is, there's a problem. Okay. Why can't the mainstream press not pick sides? Why can't they just ask the honest questions? Hey, President Trump says they're duplicating ballots in Detroit, Michigan. I don't know how you can get more specific than that. Is it true? Is the only question we should be asking right now. The only question.
Was attempted to challenge the activity. Those poll workers jumped in front of the volunteers to block their view so that they couldn't see what they were doing.
Is that true? Did they literally have people jumping in front of other people so they couldn't see what they were doing? Are they really putting paper on windows? If they're doing those things, you shouldn't be surprised that people are frustrated about that, should you?
And it became a little bit dangerous. One major hub for counting ballots in Detroit covered up the windows again with large pieces of cardboard. And so they wanted to protect and block the counting area. They didn't want anybody seeing the counting, even though these were observers who were legal observers that were supposed to be there. In Detroit, there were hours of unexplained delay in delivering many of the votes for counting.
Is that true? Were there hours of unexplained delay? That's not a debate to attack anybody. It's an honest question. Were there hours of unexplained delays? If so, it adds to the questionability of things here.
The final batch did not arrive until 4 in the morning, and even though the polls closed at 8 o'clock, so they brought it in, and the batches came in, and nobody knew where they came from.
Okay, hold on. Were there batches that came in at 4 in the morning? We were told 6 hours before that or something, 4 hours before that, that they had stopped counting or whatever. We said, okay, but where did those votes come from? Who came in at 4 in the morning? What have they been doing for the last 4 hours? What's going on? You can't say these are not legitimate questions to ask.
We've also been denied access to observe in critical places in Georgia. In multiple swing states, counting was halted for hours and hours on election night, with results withheld from major Democrat-run locations only to appear later. And they suddenly appeared, and they all had the name Biden on them, or just about all, I think almost all, they all had the name Biden on them, which is a little strange. I challenge Joe and every Democrat to clarify that they only want legal votes.
Now look, there's again the evidence discussion. Joe Biden should have no problem, Kurt, saying I only want legal votes. Do you agree? Any presidential candidate.
I agree, but he's not doing that.
I know, but any presidential candidate that's honorable would say, sure, of course I only want legal votes. Now, let's not debate legal then. Let's let the courts determine what legal is, right? There's a process for this, folks. But the president's saying, I challenge all these Democrats to double down and say, we only want legal votes. Will they say it? The answer is they won't. And you got to ask yourself, why will they not even say that? Anybody in their right mind would say we only want legal votes, wouldn't they?
As they talk about votes, and I think they should use the word legal votes. We want every legal vote counted, and I want every legal vote counted. We want openness and transparency, no secret count rooms, no mystery ballots, no illegal votes being cast after Election Day. You have Election Day, and the laws are very strong on that. You have an Election Day, and they don't want votes cast after Election Day, and they want the process to be an honest one. It's so important. We want an honest election, and we want an honest count, and we want honest people working back there because it's a very important job. So that's the way this country is going to win. That's the way the United States will win, and we think we will win the election very easily. We think there's going to be a lot of litigation because we have so much evidence, so much proof, and it's going to end up perhaps at the highest court in the land. We'll see. But we think there'll be a lot of litigation because we can't have an election stolen like this. And I tell you, I have been talking.
All right, hang tight. We'll play more. The president is very reasoned. We want honest elections. We want legal vote counts. We want legal voting, legal ballots. Why won't the Democrats say that's what they want also?
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused border agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, 4 grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved 4 checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999, text F-I-G-H-T to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com, defendapatriot.com.
Your call is being transferred to the listening ear. Listening professionals dedicated to hearing you.
Hello, listening ear. Who am I listening to?
Carrie, but I was calling my mom.
Yes, you were, but your mom was so busy she felt it was important for you to have someone who could completely focus on listening to you and you alone. So she subscribed to our service. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Well, I'm not quite sure.
Where to start? Well, I can listen to school issues like science projects. I can listen to boy problems, although that's an extra $3 per call because of the emotional drain on me. How about we start with how you wish you had made cheerleader?
I didn't try out for cheerleader.
This isn't Mary?
Carrie. I'm Carrie.
Oh, sorry.
There is no substitute for a loving parent. And when you really listen, love is what they'll hear. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
All right.
With news,
I'll just cut that off and go straight to the president. So the president continues here. Very reasoned, very appropriate commentary from the president for 16 minutes. And then at the end, they just go ballistic. All right, listen up.
I've been talking about this for many months with all of you. And I've said very strongly that mail-in ballots are going to end up being a disaster. Small elections were a disaster. Small, very easy to handle elections were disastrous. This is a large-scale version, and it's getting worse and worse every day. We're hearing stories that are horror stories, absolute horror stories, and we can't let that happen to the United States of America. It's not a question of who wins, Republican, Democrat, Joe, myself. We can't let that happen to our country.
Now, again, one of the most reasonable statements ever. It doesn't matter if it's me or Joe or whoever wins. As long as it's honest and upright, we cannot have this dishonesty and this corruption. We cannot have it. I don't think that you can make a more reasoned statement than that. And I don't see who in the right mind could disagree with that.
We can't be disgraced by having something like this happen. So it will be hopefully cleared up, maybe soon, I hope soon. But it'll probably go through a process, a legal process. And as you know, I've claimed certain states, and he's claiming states, and we can both claim the states. But ultimately, I have a feeling judges are going to have to rule. But there's been a lot of shenanigans, and we can't stand for that in our country. Thank you very much.
Okay, now listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to just listen to this. He gets done. 15, 16 minutes of just peaceful, methodical breaking down. Hey, here's where I stand. Here's what I think. Here's why. Here's what's going on. Here's the lawsuits. Here's what we're doing. He gets done, and they make you believe he's just melting down, throwing his sucker in the dirt, getting crazy. None of it's the truth. You just heard it all in its entirety, right? Now, here's the press. Listen to how they behave. They have pandemonium. Everybody just, and then at the other night, President, are you just being a sore loser? Wait a minute. Has the president lost, Kurt? They're making it sound like the president's already lost. He hasn't lost. I thought we were still counting the votes, Kurt.
Well, but that's how the whole thing is. See, they were supposed to really just, the president was supposed to really just concede after he saw that, hey, the polls showed him losing. There was
why would
not
he do that?
Supposed to be an election. Well, because that's, you know, I mean, they're the officials, they're the experts, they're the media, the, you know, the kingmen who basically want to control America, and it's all, everything will be better with them in control. Right?
Now, here's the next question for the mainstream press, Kurt, and we'll get to the point you're going to make in just a second here, but I want to highlight this before we do. They say president has no evidence, okay? But here's the headline. Election chaos continues as the Department of Justice sends armed agents to investigate. Now, if President Trump is talking about nothing, why are armed Department of Justice agents going to investigate nothing, Kurt?
Well, and the guys on the other side are going to say that this is just the president sending in his hoods, you know, to get his way. Well,
wait a minute.
Somebody's
but let's say that
gotta...
he is. Hold on. Let's say that he is. You can say the president's deranged, but I got a question. Is the Department of Justice going to investigate and get to the bottom of it and get the truth or not? I want the Democrats to answer that question, because if the answer is no,
right,
then they need to start, you know what, blaming or criticizing the Justice Department. If the answer is yes, we need to let them do their job, Kurt.
Right. And that's where it really comes down, Sam. I mean, if you have people that basically just disregard the laws, which is what's happening on the counting of the votes and this whole thing, that then you just, you know, everything's just thrown into craziness, Sam.
There's no doubt about it. Now, you made a point on the break that I don't think people got to hear about enough, but I think we really need to drill into this point as well, Kurt. It's a valid point. Go ahead, sir.
Well, that's right, Sam. See, most people, if they're watching ABC, CBS, and NBC...
let me stop you there, though. That is a significant portion of the population, Kurt.
Well, I expect it is. I think it's going to be less and less. At least I believe, you know, more and more Americans are understanding. But if they are watching those, they didn't even get the full remarks. They didn't even see their representatives going crazy at the end and acting all out of control, because their networks cut away from the president and his reasoned remarks, in my opinion. And it just shows more of them, you know, and their biases.
And my question is, why would you cut away from the president of the United States?
Well, and it goes to you, the thing you've taught us for so long, Sam. He who owns the media makes the rules, and they can portray it in their own way, and that's what they're doing.
Yeah, it's crazy. Right, ready for the next headline,
it goes,
Kurt?
It goes right along with the Chris Wallace thing, where he says, well, there doesn't seem to be any evidence, any hard evidence of fraud.
Okay,
well,
Kurt, but here's the next question.
If you don't look at it, there won't be any.
So election chaos continues as the DOJ sends armed agents to investigate. That's one headline. Here's the next headline. Are you ready? DOJ, that's the Department of Justice, now looking into vote fraud evidence in Nevada. Or in Nevada. Now, you want to know why they're looking into vote fraud evidence in Nevada, Kurt? The Democrats would try to say, well, the Justice Department is just doing Donald's bidding.
That's what they're going
to
say.
Here's the problem, though. There are election officials in Nevada that brought this to the Department of Justice's attention. President Trump did not. These people in the polls, at the polling places, have seen vote fraud, and they're saying, we see vote fraud here. We need you to investigate, Justice Department. This isn't President Trump now.
That's right. You know, the headline that goes right along with that from Breitbart says, Nevada GOP, that would be the people in Nevada, the Republican Party, sends criminal referral to Justice Department about instances of voter fraud. So, you know, it goes right along with what you're saying. They've got, you know, hard evidence that Chris Wallace says, oh, that doesn't, you know, doesn't appear to be there. Well, you know, it's not that every vote is, you know, going to be fraud. But if you get enough of them and you do what the Democrats are famous for, you just keep counting until you win.
And keep submitting and keep finding ballots and keep. And now here's the point. We're not saying Georgia's all corrupt. We're saying Atlanta and specific Democratic districts have a problem. We're not saying that Michigan's totally corrupt. We're saying that, in the Detroit hood, where the Democrats have control of the elections and the machines, then there's a problem. We're saying in specific locales, we act like these states are up for grabs. They're not. Okay, what's up for grabs, or what the debate is, it's boiled down to a few Republican stronghold inner cities where there's vote shenanigans going on. It is not debatable that that's going on. And even Barack Obama says it helps when Democrats are in charge of the machines. What does that mean, former president? When you make a statement like that, what does that mean? It helps when Democrats are in charge of the machines. Very serious, serious allegations going on here, ladies and gentlemen. This is not something to just take lightly. And I don't care if you agree with the president or not, in terms of his delivery. Okay? But what you can't disagree with are some of the points being made here. Okay, when the Department of Justice, they're not just going to go look everywhere for vote fraud because Donald's all mad. They're going to go, wait a minute, look, there's just no allegation of vote fraud. There's no credible evidence here. The Justice Department can make short work of that, Kurt. They do this for a living consistently. We can debate their integrity. That's another topic. But they always rely on the Justice Department when they claim that Donald's guilty of ties to Russia. Okay, you can't have it both ways, right? All right, but let me give you a couple of other headlines that I think are really important to focus on. What happens if we're not careful is we get so focused on, say, the elections, and we point out, 50,000 anomalies with the elections, and I think that's justified and necessary. I really do. However, I don't want to just completely ignore other stories that are in the news that we really need to be aware of. And we really need to highlight. Okay, let me give you an example to make the point. I don't know if you know in Utah, Kurt, but Dateline Utah headline says this: for now, jury trials still on pause. Courts in most parts of the state have postponed jury trials indefinitely, dating back to the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic. Now, state officials say the goal is to limit traffic to courtrooms because they don't want to get people sick because of the COVID. They say it could put defendants, employees, jurors in harm's way. And they say this: they have placed restrictions on jury trials until further notice. Kurt, this is a huge story. Can we accept in America that jury trials are just on hold indefinitely?
Well, we shouldn't be, but there are so many, things, the old phrase where it says we've got such a target-rich environment, Sam. I mean, you take the Constitution, the little booklet, and you start going down through there and you go, whoops, we're not doing this, we're not doing that. It's like when we look at the Ten Commandments and we say, hey, are we a God-fearing nation? Are we keeping the Ten Commandments? Merit the blessings of God? And you start going down the list, whoops, 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 whoops. It's just, hey, it's everywhere, right?
Yes. But I look at this and I go, I get that the presidential campaign is important, okay? But I don't see how you can just place restrictions on jury trials until further notice. I don't see how you can just say we're going to shut these down. Now, I get if you say we got an emergency, we're going to shut it down for a week. I understand that there's legitimate situations. But, Kurt, indefinitely? We have no idea when you'll ever get a jury trial back, buddy. Jury trials are one of the most fundamental.
All because of the COVID, right?
That's what they claim. I don't believe it, but yes, that's what they claim. I think it's because they're tyrannical thugs and they're using the COVID as their dishonest excuse to run a train wreck over the Constitution. Okay? Constitutionally, this is one of the most fundamental constitutional realities that I get a jury of my peers. I'm innocent until proven guilty, and this idea, the Founding Fathers set a very high bar on this. This is what I mean by stories that just can't be ignored while we talk about the elections. The elections are important. But I submit to you that jury trials is at least as important. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, wrapping things up on your radio. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, we have to have honesty. Honesty is the issue. And remember, he who owns the media makes the rules. So glad the new media has taken center stage, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hopefully it was educational and entertaining. For Sam, Kurt, and all liberty-loving Americans, lovingliberty.net, spread the word, tell the tale. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.